Houston, the Energy City, home of the defending Rollerball World Champions.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier,
and Flag the Ripper.
All right, welcome my friends, Radio Like You Want back in action. My name is Mike. I'm here at Radio Like You Want headquarters, and Blag is nowhere to be found.
On the road, man. I got to get out of town every once in a while and figure out, you know, where my head's at, dude. I'm like Easy Rider up in there.
Oh, man. What the hell kind of excuse is that, my friend? Well,
I need a dope.
Okay. Doing a dope run out there on the five-hour dope
That's
run.
Right.
All right. Well, it's all worth
dope
it.
Dope run on the five.
Now, listen, we got another classic show. Last week, we bombarded the fans with your interviews you did at Eindhoven, but we left the best for this show. We left one band out, Rock and Roll Royalty, the Sonics. You talked with them. It was
legendary. Nuts. Mike, I can't tell you how amazing it was to hang out with the Sonics. They're my favorite 60s punk band of all time. Pretty much the inventors of everything cool. I mean, you're talking about the heaviest drummer ever in Garage. You're talking about the first song about Satan. He's waiting. Strychnine, first drug song. This is the original punk band, man. I was so thrilled.
Can't wait for that. That's coming right up. We've got all our regular features, new tracks from Me First and the Gimme Gimme, Iron Reagan, and Classics of Love. But first, let's check out this classic from the Adolescents on Radio Like You Want.
The red crew bottom of the desert to go.
This is Steve Soto from half the bands that ever came out of Orange County, and you're listening to Radio As I Want, Like I Want, I'm sorry. One more time.
ABCN, ABCN, CCCCC. a Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
Folks, there it is, the one you've all been waiting for, the debut of Iron Reagan right here on Radio Like You Want. That that one's so new, it's just a demo. But that does feature members
Iron
of...
Reagan.
Yeah, can you believe that, Black? Iron Reagan. Do you even know who Reagan is?
But I never knew it would morph into an Iron Reagan.
Well, that band features members of Municipal Waste, Cannabis Corpse, and Darkest Hour, so... I guess a new supergroup is born right there.
Those Cannabis Corpse guys are good. I suggest our listeners check Pete the Corpse.
All right, we might have to spin some of that at a later date. For that, another brand new one there from me first in the Gimme Gimmies, our good friend Spike on the mic. That one was CCC, sung totally in Japanese. I don't know how that guy does it. Sing in Japan, that one's called. We start off with the Adolescents. All right, Black, thinking of you out there in the lonely highway. Makes me want to do a little... Globetrotter,
spanning the 9 continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
All right, Blag, you're in the driver's seat. Where the hell are we going?
We are going to Sweden for my all-time favorite new model garage band. It's the Hive Globetrot.
That's right. This is live on Swedish TV. Check this one out. See if you can guess the songs in this one-of-a-kind medley.
Don't need no microphone to beat. And if you hear this song, if you hate this, sing along. couldn't hold me back. I'm gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from
good God, all kinds of tunes in that medley there from The Hives. Blag, anything familiar to you in there?
Who but The Hives could so deftly mix? They got the Helicopters in there, their fellow Swedish rockers. Mm-hmm. They got Saul Williams, some backpack rap from the States. They got some Seven Nation Army from the newfangled White Stripes, who are now the Old Stripes, or
the Was Stripes, maybe. Yeah, well, you got them all. Maybe not in the correct order, but I think you passed the test. You also left out The Hives actually did one of their own. Hate to say, I told you so. Blag, we got quite a show coming up. We still got your interviews there with the one and only rock and roll royalty, the Sonics.
This was so exciting. I shit my pants live in the Netherlands with the Sonics and the Kingsmen.
Yep, that's coming on up. But first, let's go back in time with one from the Exploited right here on Radio.
Like You Want.
Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. I was gone for a little while, but now I'm back. I'm bringing you a track from Classics of Love. You longtime listeners might remember that about 6 months ago, we brought you a demo of this band. Well, now they've got a new album scheduled for the end of February. I've heard it. It's fantastic. For those of you not in the know, Classics of Love features Jesse Michaels of Operation Ivy and Common Rider, as well as instrumentation provided by San Jose's The Hard Girls. This is the first single off the new album. It's called Dissolve.
I know I've made some very poor decisions recently, but I can give you my complete assurance that my work will be back to normal.
Once you've tried it, you can't get enough.
right, our guests of honor right there. The Sonics with Strychnine. Here comes the Sonics. Blag, one of your favorite tracks, maybe?
One of the all-time great tracks, of course, covered by the Cramps on their first full length. And that was what brought me to the orbit of the Sonics.
Yeah, you, me, and everybody else. That's Cramps is the gateway band for just about everyone of our generation.
They are the gateway band. They bring you to rockabilly, 60s garage, and creepy-looking bitches in stockings.
For that Classics of Love, that's that brand new band featuring the Jesse Michaels from Operation Ivy on there. They finally put out their full length, so that one comes to us via John Gentile, and we start off with a classic from The Exploited. All right, Blag, we're going to get right on into your interview with Ron Lind of the Sonics, man. This is pretty exciting stuff.
It's a sack player of the Sonics. We got some sick and demented facts.
All right, well, let's check it on out. Here's Blag interviewing Rob Lind of the Sonics on Radio Like You Want.
It's 1964. The Beatles come out. They have a song called I Want to Hold Your Hand. You have a song called Strychnine. Did you guys cover their tunes when you had to play at the dances? Were you doing Kink songs and all this kind of stuff?
Well, that's interesting because we covered a couple of Beatles songs, but we covered rocker Beatles songs. We did Drive My Car, for instance. We didn't do I Want
to
Hold Your
Hand. But you had to do the covers of the moment in order to play.
Yeah, but there were, you know, we weren't doing I Want to Hold Your Hand and all that kind of stuff. Well, who we were covering in those days was Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, some Chuck Berry, a little bit of James Brown.
So did you feel like you were holding on to an older thing, or did you feel like you were kind of keeping the flame up for rock and roll?
It was more that. We wanted to rock hard. That's what we wanted to do. The way we always describe it is Seattle's more like London, Tacoma's more like Liverpool. It's a port city, blue-collar, hard-working. The music in Seattle, the musicians up there are really good. I mean, jazz, sax players, and good guitar players, but they played what we used to call Seattle sound. You know, shuffles. Where we're down there, we want to go, ah, Jenny, 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 boom, boom, ba, ba, boom. You know? So we want to play hard-ass, hard rock and roll music.
What were you guys listening to? Was it all black records? Because everything you covered is a black record.
Well, you know, maybe not by design, but maybe by availability, because we were doing stuff like, we were doing some James Brown stuff. We were doing Think.
Linus Pauling did the original.
There's a Thrill on the Hill, Little Willie John. You know, we were doing stuff like that. But also in those days, we were playing three sets, sometimes four. So we had to have a lot of material.
You guys covered Zappa on record. You did a cover of Any Way
the Wind Blows.
So what year was that? So you guys were
That was the last thing we ever did in the studio.
So you guys were trying to do what was current always.
Yeah.
I mean, how did the psychedelic thing grab you? Because you guys never really went there. You always were pretty straight ahead.
That's a good question, because we actually did go there a little bit. You know, we got hired to do some gigs up in Canada, and we went up there, and it was all strobe lights and melting walls, and we thought, oh, cool, we got to do that stuff, too.
So they get the effect up there by getting a light and putting maple syrup on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did. But
we hated the way we were doing it, so we said, that's not us, fuck this, we're not going to do this.
Right.
So it didn't last very long.
The Sonics are a definitive band. It only sounds one way. It's like, it's a sound. You couldn't alter it. It's almost defined by its limitation. That's what makes it so perfect.
We try to play hard. That's our whole thing. That's what we've done since we were 17. We want to play hard.
And how many years did you guys take off? You quit playing around 67, 68?
Yeah, 68.
How old was the oldest guy? How old were you guys?
21, I think.
When you stopped. When you guys made your big records, you were 17, 18?
Yeah, 17, 18, 19.
Right. So were you just getting pussy like there was no tomorrow? Come on. The only cool guys covering a bunch of black records, teenage girls running around.
It was kind of interesting in those days, you know. We had roadies, and from the stage, you know, we'd get eye contact with the roadies and say, there's three over there, you know. Fill the bathtub back at the hotel up with ice cubes and put in two cases of beer, you know. Bring the ladies back to the room, have a party.
Pill popping?
back in the day, what was the drug of choice? Strychnine itself? Is that just humor?
That's just humor. Yeah, that's just,
but
the drug of choice back in the day was probably long necks.
So it was just all about drinking a beer, having a good time.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Were there jealous dudes that got pissed? Their girlfriends were paying attention to you? A lot of like parking lot brawls.
You had to be careful with that. You had to be careful with that. I actually, Larry, the guitar player, and I actually went out and took karate lessons. I figured one of these times, one of these guys is going to bust me right in the mouth, and I'm going to be out of the sax business for a while. So we rehearsed long and hard, the three of us, and then we brought
and what's
in...
The basic three from the band, that's Larry Parepa, who was the founder, really, of the song?
No, Jerry Rosley, lead singer, Larry Parepa, the guitar player, and me, we're the three originals. Our original drummer, Bob Bennett, lives in Honolulu.
Master of the drums, and really the greatest drummer... Of the punk, the 60s punk era. I call it punk. I don't know what you guys call it. What did you guys call it then?
Just rock and roll? We just call it rock and roll.
Yeah.
Come on!
here's the deal. Here's the crux of the issue. People always ask, how do you guys, why did you guys do, why do you play so hard? Why do you do that? What we used to hate when we'd do three sets was sometimes we'd start playing in some roller rink in daylight. And there wouldn't be anybody in there. Or there'd be two guys in their dates and they're standing there looking at us like this. We didn't want people standing around watching us for a set. We want people to start dancing right fucking now.
Right, right.
So we developed Come Out Blasting. Don't come out timid.
So everybody had to dance at a Sonic show. That was the mark of success. Yeah. So my question,
get them off their seats.
Once the psychedelic stuff happened, did people kind of stop dancing and start just kind of spacing out? And was that sort
of... No, you know, it's hard to do that, you know, when you're listening to Bama Lama Bamaloo, you know, and Jenny, 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 and some of that stuff, Psycho. The psychedelic stuff didn't really... We didn't really get into it, and except like I told you, a couple of times we thought we were supposed to do it, and we should probably. We were doing My Back Pages by the Byrds, you know, and
right.
We were trying to.
Dylan.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't want to do that. Back in those days, Jerry, our lead singer, said, I don't want to be a fucking jukebox, you know, where you stand there,
yeah,
and kids walk by you and maybe you play something, and if you do, they don't even look up and they don't dance and they stand there and they're all scared. So we wanted to come out and just hit them hard right from the get-go. And that's the way we've always done it.
There it is. Wow, the interview with Rob Lind of the Sonics. Blag, it must have been awesome hanging out with those guys.
Just getting to hear a sax player talk is interesting. Usually they just have to shut up and flow, you know?
Like your mom.
See what I'm saying? I walked right into that one.
Softball, like, man. You pitched that one real nice and easy.
So beautiful hanging out with the Sonics, watching them do their thing. These guys were in their 60s, and they just kept reiterating to me, we just wanted to come back and be the hard, classic rock and roll band that we always were, and they absolutely were.
Yeah, and we've heard some great examples of that. Psycho, of course, their classic right there from Here Comes the Sonics. We heard a new one from them, Bad Attitude. That one's from a 10-inch EP called 8. I'm not really sure why they named it 8, but it's called 8. That came out in 2010, produced by the one and only Jack Endino. And we started it off, also snuck in the tune Shot Down from their sophomore LP, Boom, from 1966. Okay, also talk with Freddie, who is playing with the Sonics currently, but in the past, he was playing with the Kingsmen of Louie fame. You guys talk quite a bit about the song Louie, let's check out the facts.
And I'm talking to Freddie, who has come in graciously to join the Sonics. He's from another legendary Northwest group. Little group by the name of the Kingsmen might have done a track you've heard of called Louie Louie, perhaps. Rock legend right here, Freddie. When are we going to see the Kingsmen view? When do we get you guys out?
Oh, that probably won't happen.
That won't happen. What sick stories happened? Everybody at the time thought you guys had made up these really dirty lyrics. There was even a court case about
right, about the story Louie. It was a huge waste of money on the part of the FBI for finding the man for God knows about 3 years. And when they finally took it to court, the judge couldn't understand any of the words in the song and threw it out of court.
Couldn't they just bring in the lyric sheet from Richard Berry's original?
Well, they did. They did, but they thought that there was this whole story going on that there were dirty lyrics in the song. There was, way in the back, if you notice, the very last verse, Lynn Easton goes, or Jackie Lee goes, me see, let me see to make it
the mistake. It's the clap, it's the thing that defines
somebody
the song.
Way back there said, fuck.
Is that
that's,
right?
That's the only, but you couldn't really hear it.
Here's what I hear there now. Were you the drummer on the track?
No, that was on the track. It was a different drummer.
Because it's almost like he's pointing out that the guy fucked up. He goes, me see, and then the drummer goes, like he's looking at him and it gets a little louder, right?
It
goes, me see, like dipshit. What were some of the great bands that the Kingsmen played with?
Oh, they played with the Beach Boys. They played with the Young Rascals. Oh, back in the day, they played with the Beach Boys. When I was with them, we played with the Platters, so Del Shannon, the Shirelles.
Once again, we're surrounded by rock royalty. It's radio like you want.
Right, Louie right there from the Kingsmen. Who doesn't know that classic, Black?
It doesn't get much simpler. It's roots with Richard Berry's original to the Kingsmen's version, night and day. Obscenity, weirdness. We discussed it all with the Sonics, with the Kingsmen. It's a wacky week, Mike.
It was a wacky week. Now, Black, You sound about as good as that interview there. And for the folks at home, Blag is actually driving down the 5 as we speak, en route to L.A.
That's right, man, because sometimes you got to get down to the big town and show them how it's done, you know?
That's right, and when I'm down in L.A., I make sure I always visit the ladies.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go.
Oh, yes. Time once again for the softer, caring, gentle, caressing side of Radio Like You Want. All right, this week we're featuring Marie Knight, a gospel singer from the 40s, but she also had some luck with some secular R&B hits in the 50s, and this one's a prime example. I thought I told you not to tell them. For this week's Estrogen OD on Radio Like You Want.
Well, Mama Lou, I can't trust you telling everybody about the things we do. Between me and you, I thought I told you not to tell her. I thought I told you not to tell her. Thought I told you not to tell her, but you told me that you told her that I told you not to tell her. No, 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 no.
Two, three, four, five, or six people, some sort of family. They all kept to themselves most of the time, and they led separate lives because they liked to be alone and everything, but they had to have a way to spend their time. So they would go out and kill somebody, find somebody and kill them, and then take them home. And then they would took the dead, kill the body home. And then they'd make things out of the body. They would make little arms to go on their chairs for chair arms, and they would make tables out of human bone and good dead backs. They would make designs to hang around the living room, and they would make things out of their innards and body parts. They lived a long time. One day they decided they wanted to get away to get some enjoyment out of life. So they decided to go on a picnic outing. So the sun was shining bright. They went and got some stomach intestines and hearts and bowels and insides of bodies long and stringy and shiny and took them with them on the picnic. Even though today it looked like a good time, but they were leery and jealous of the other five persons they invited. So they got to the picnic grounds and got out all the lot of food they brought. They started eating and drinking and talking and laughing and telling jokes and talking real loud. And then they were suspicious of each other. They were non-trusting of each other, and they started looking non-trustingly at the other people of the some kind of family. So suspiciously and non-trusting and jealously, they suspiciously and non-trusting and jealously didn't like the idea of the other people of the some sort of family having innards with them too. So they started raising their voice to each other and saying they didn't want to eat their food with them. So they started shouting at each other, and they started screaming at each other, and then they started threatening each other, and then they started pushing the person next to them and each other. They started fighting and shoving and tearing and scratching and ripping each other and taking each other's food and throwing it on the ground of the picnic area. They ripped up each other's picnic mats. So they killed each other of the Sarda family, and intestines and stomachs and insides and innards like garbage, litter, heavily messed up, thrown around, strewn around the torn up picnic ground.
This is one of the old ones my mom used to sing. There was a lady in the town, all alone and lonely. She walked all night and all around, down by the greenwood side. She leaned herself against an oak, all alone and lonely. First it bent and then it broke, down by the greenwood side. She leaned herself against a thorn, all alone and lonely. Two little babes to her were born, down by the greenwood side. Took a rope, long and neat, all alone and lonely. Tied them babies, hands and feet, down by the greenwood side. She took a knife, long and sharp, all alone and lonely. Pierced them babies through their tender hearts, down by the greenwood side. She went out late one night, all alone, lonely. Saw two babies dressed in white, down by the greenwood side. She said, "Babies, oh babies, if you were mine, all alone and lonely, I'd dress you up in silk so fine, down by the greenwood side. Mother, oh mother, when we were thine, all alone and lonely, you dressed us neither coarse nor fine, down by the greenwood side. In 7 years you'll hear a bell, all alone and lonely. In 7 years you'll land in hell, down by the greenwood side. Down by the greenwood side. Down by the greenwood side.
All right, right there, live from Neat Neat Noise. That's the Pine Box Boys, San Francisco Murder Balladeers. And before that, we heard Roki Erickson right there doing a spoken word thing, They Lived Alone, doing from a trippy 7-inch he does, where he's doing storytelling. And I laid that over the theme from The Dark Shadow. And we started off with our Estrogen OD, Marie Knight, I Thought I Told You Not to Tell Him, from 1958. Blag, I know that's one of your faves.
I told you not to tell him. That's what you say before the domestic violence dispute comes up.
Yes, like our good sheriff, Ross Macarimi. Oh, the bike. Sounds like the Wolfbane is a-bloomin' here at Radio Like You Want headquarters. Woo, it's getting scary up in here. All right, Blag, we got one from you this week. Tell us all about it.
The Motions from Cleveland. This is garage rock at its finest, completely surf-inundated land beyond the moon. Oh.
Oh.
Right there from D. Cormans, Southern California. You got to check those guys out, my friends. They just did a West Coast tour. Get hip to them now. The Motions before that, Land Beyond the Moon. That was our It Came from the Garage feature this week. Black that gets us up to date and out of time. Give me the info, my friend.
I'll tell you what, live from the Haymore section of San Francisco, we bring you RadioLikeYouWant.com. You can download those podcasts brand new every Friday. You can hear us 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on RadioCast and on Bluebird.com.
That's right. And give us a holler, 415-315-9662. Blag actually is phoning this in on that number as we speak. Also want to give a big shout out to our guests, Rob Lind and Freddie from the Sonics and the Kingsmen.
Ruling the Northwest for now and forever, buddy.
Well, until next week, keep it tuned to punkradiocast.com or Luver, or just head on over to Radio Like You Want.
Prove anything to you?
Yeah, they're good. They're real good. Hey, they could sell soap. Foam soap.
Greedy. Worldwide.